My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Spreading the inside scoop to Patriots Nation. It's Mayo Mondays with Coach Gerard Mayo on the Greg Hill Show.
Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody.
Gerard Mayo is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health with 5 New England offices, or at northeastmenshealth.com. And for the first official Mayo Monday this season, here is the head coach of the New England Patriots, Gerard Mayo. Hey, Coach. Good morning.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Just before we get started, I heard about Chris's dog, Pudge. And, you know, I just want to offer my condolences to him. I understand, you know, dogs are man's best friend, and I've been through that, so I can empathize with him. But sorry to hear that bad news.
Thank you, Gerard. Very nice of you to say.
We are, I'm sure, like you, very excited about getting this season underway. And you got a couple preseason games under the belt here, first time as a head coach. Just wanted to ask you about the in-game experience and how different it was or has been so far this season from where you were last season.
Yeah, the in-game experience has been good. When you don't have to worry about making substitutions and can just see the game and see what's happening on the field, it's a very cool experience. And, you know, obviously I'm not going to be, you know, it's my second preseason game. Going into the third preseason game, I'm going to approach this like a real game because we start on the road, and this is our only opportunity to really do a road preseason game.
Did you give any thought at all to going with the cutoff hoodie or no?
the short sleeve hoodies, they sell them. They just sell them. They sell them. I like short sleeve hoodies. I love hoodies. And I always have my choice.
Gerard, back in the spring, you said that Drake May had a lot to work on, and it seems like from the outside looking in, he has made a lot of progress. In your seat, what's been the best part about Drake May coming into this preseason, and has he made a lot of progress from the spring?
He's definitely made progress, and I would say overall, just his command of the huddle and, you know, his progressions have been pretty good. He still has a lot to work on. Let's not forget he is a rookie quarterback, and there are things that will show up that he hasn't seen before. And you have to remember in the preseason games, usually the defenses and the offenses, it's really basic. And so he'll still continue to develop and see new things, but I like where he is.
Gerard, let me just warn you, Gerard. Wiggy's got some issues here when it comes to quarterbacks. So I hope you're ready for them. As a former player, he's got some issues.
So what went into your decision? Because I think a lot of us fans here, the expectations were, you know, when you see a lot of teams draft a quarterback that high, coming off kind of a losing season, that he would be QB1. He would be the number one guy. What went into your decision on to going in a, it seems like, a different direction with Jacoby Brissett being QB1?
I wouldn't say a different direction. I would say that Jacoby has played in this league for a long time, and he has really earned the right, and I would say earned the respect of his teammates and also the coaches to go out there and move the ball. Now, in saying that, we came into the season, even like right after we drafted Drake at 3, with a plan, a development plan. And so sometimes I feel like, not that people are talking out of both sides of their mouths, but, you know, we talk about how he's developed here during training camp, but then also why isn't he playing? And so, like I said, we're going to stick to the plan. It may not be a popular plan, but we're doing what we think is right for the organization, not only in the near term, but also the long term.
Yeah, and I think, listen, we do. That's what we do. We get paid to talk out of both sides of our mouths. So I understand that. And I think when you talk about a development plan, and I know you're not going to tell us exactly what it is, but I'm kind of...
I sent you the plan in an email. It might have got lost in spam.
It was, well, I got one email from you, which I think just said burn some cash.
Oh, jeez.
Don't bring that back up, please. Don't bring that back up.
But so was that plan to bring him along slowly? And is that based on concerns that you might have about the offensive line or experience that you've had when it comes to watching other rookie quarterbacks drafted where he is and their entry into the league?
I mean, I think that's a great question and a valid point. We're definitely trying to figure out not only the best 5 offensive linemen as individuals, but what best combination will give this team you know, a great chance to win. And so that definitely played a part of it. I would also say I'm a huge believer that it all starts up front, whether we're talking about defensive line or we're talking about offensive line, and we'll move from there. Now, in saying that, you know, I'm not sure, you know, when we say the starting offensive line, I'm not sure how you guys see it. I know that we have a plan there as well for the offensive line. And I think, you know, you see David Andrews out there, and he is a starter, right? He started a long time in this league. But at the same time, if he was to come out of the game and everyone was still in the game, is that the starting offensive line? And so I don't want to get confused with managing a veteran player in Dave Andrews and then start talking about starters on the offensive line.
Gerard, one of the things that you talked about, and you know, you've been around the game long enough to know that you have specific plans or game plans, and then things happen, and then all of a sudden you have to scrap that and change it. One of the things that you've been talking about is Drake May's development and him now. It looks like there's like a competition there. Is there a chance, I know you talked about developmental plan, but is there a chance that within these next couple of weeks before your season opener, that maybe he performs at a level where your plan might change a little bit, where he could potentially see more action or even be the starter come week one?
100%. And we're still in training camp. We still have, you know, our preseason game against Washington. And once again, like, we don't have a starting quarterback right now. When it's time, we'll announce that. But he could absolutely be QB1. So could Jacoby. So we just have to see how it plays out.
What is the number one thing you need to see out of Drake to make him QB1?
I would say with all positions, it's just consistency. You don't want to ride the up and down waves, and that's what he's been proving here as of late, and we'll see if this trajectory continues to go that way.
Gerard, just as a general rule, I'm curious as to, there's the conversation, and it's not specific to Drake May, it's rookie quarterbacks, the NFL, it's, you know, every year there seems to be 4 or 5 first-round quarterbacks taken where this debate goes on. What could happen to a rookie quarterback behind a line or a team that's not ready that could damage them long-term? And is that your concern? Like, is it just you want everything to be right before you begin a new career as opposed to starting and learning from the beginning?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would say whether you're in your first year or your 10th year at the quarterback position, if you feel that you're not comfortable in the pocket, it's a huge detriment not only to the quarterback position but to the team. And so when you talk about, you know, building confidence in your teammates, that's what training camp is all about. That's what the preseason game is all about. And hopefully these quarterbacks are starting to get that, you know, build that trust. I understand the offensive line had a hard day against Philly, not to look back in the past, but overall I would say the offensive line and the pockets, if you watch the games and if you watch practice, have done a good job. And those guys going forward, they'll continue to get better. And once again, the combination of guys up front, they have to be able to play with other people. Look, people get injured, people get benched, people, new starters, all that stuff, they have to learn how to play together. And so when you see players playing at different positions up front, we're just trying to gather information to see what the best five looks like.
We had Jelani Tavai on about a half an hour ago, and he was talking about a big difference for him this year is the way you as a head coach interact with younger guys. Robert Kraft said a very similar thing on this show a couple weeks ago. I wanted to ask you about that in light of Matthew Judon. And if, you know, we all saw what happened with you two out on the field, did the way that interaction happened bother you? Do you wish it happened differently? And was that a factor when it came to Matthew Judon not being here any longer?
Look, Matthew and I have a great relationship, and I'm not sure what you guys saw, but we had a conversation man to man, which I thought was a good conversation. It wasn't heated. It wasn't anything like that. It was more just to figure out, like, what are we trying to achieve here? Matthew, look, he's made many contributions to our team. I love him both as a player and as a man, but I have nothing but good things to say about him. Unfortunately, it just didn't work out. What I will say, and I think it's a win. I think it's a win-win. He wanted a new contract and things like that, and I think it was a win-win for all of us.
Gerard, one of the things that I know you kind of touched base on a little bit is just the third preseason game, being on the road. When you start to look at that, I know it's still a few days away. What's your approach going to be with this game? Because with this new format, it's almost like even though it's the third preseason game, it's the last one. And in years past, we know a lot of the first teamers don't play in that. What's your approach with this preseason game when it comes to your first teamers and what you're going to do, especially with it, like you said, it being on the road?
Yeah, Wiggy, I mean, look, you remember back in the day we had four preseason games. Mm-hmm. And so now we have three, and I anticipate everyone that is healthy is going to play in the game. Once again, I've said this over the past few weeks, the only way you get good at football is playing football. So all of these guys are preparing as if they're going to play in the game.
Gerard, how important is it for you to just be your own guy? We've seen a lot of people that learned under Bill or with Bill that have tried to sort of replicate that without Bill, and it hasn't had the greatest results. How do you feel you've done, and how important is it for you to just be your own man and not try and be Bill Belichick as the head coach?
Well, I think, you know, looking out the front windshield, that would be for you guys to decide. I am my own man, always have been. I learned a lot from Bill. And I just do some things a little bit differently, but that'll be for you guys to decide going forward.
Well, real quick, I want to, and this is credit to you, we have a new sponsor for this segment, Mayo Mondays, and it is Hellman's Mayonnaise. Happy to have them. Happy to have them on board. And we have the Hellman's Mayo question for Mayo right now, Courtney.
Gerard, I got to ask about slip and slide day because it's fascinating to me. Having the rookies do the slip and slide, how do you make sure that you're getting what you need out of them during that without them getting hurt?
That's been a longstanding tradition here for, you know, it's been a longstanding tradition, and I think it's important. It helps build camaraderie. It also puts those guys in a tough position to go out there and handle the rest of the practice when things aren't right, when your shoes are soaking wet, your jersey's soaking wet, and you can see how guys respond, and you want them to respond positively, but that's not always the case. I would also say we made the first-time coaches do the slip and slide, myself included. As a first-time head coach, I did the slip and slide. You saw Hightower out there doing the slip and slide. It's just one of those things that helps bring us together.
All right, I got to ask you about this because we've had some fun with it. The virtual reality portion of training camp, were there virtual sprints? Tell me a little bit about that.
Virtual sprint. No, so the virtual reality system has been good. You know, you want to get everyone reps in practice, especially at the quarterback position, but we are limited by time and we're limited by, you know, the CBA as far as being out on the field. And I think tools like the virtual reality system help these guys steal reps. No virtual sprints, though. No,
okay.
Virtual sprints.
All right, good. It's good to clear
I
that
would
up.
Dominate virtual sprints.
Yes, you would.
All
virtual,
day long.
You'd be great on the virtual sled as well, would you?
Virtual diet.
The virtual diet.
I'm light.
Gerard, we've all had that experience.
Wiggy didn't like that joke.
I've heard him long enough, Gerard. I can get through it.
We've all had that experience where you run into an old girlfriend, somebody you used to date, and they look fantastic. Did you experience that at all watching any of Mac Jones on Saturday night?
Look, I wish nothing but the best for Mac, and he's having a good preseason, and I'm happy for him. You know, I always talk about these are long-term relationships. You guys have heard me say that, and I wish him nothing but the best unless he's playing against the Patriots.
Gerard, you talked about like a lot of the, you know, first time coaches and, you know, this being your first time as a head coach. When you start to look at it, you know, some of the roles that some of the guys are doing, we see DeMarcus Covington. It looks like, you know, he's the guy who's calling the plays from the sideline. Is there going to be some times where we see you doing that, or is it more of like him, but collectively or a group approach? What's your approach, you know, especially being a defensive guy when it comes to, you know, maybe calling the plays?
We have coordinator meetings multiple times every week. And, you know, we go through the plans. Obviously, those plans change depending on how the game is going, but we're on the same page offensively, defensively, and also special teams. You got to remember, I was a special teams core player as well. So don't want to forget about the special teams. But, you know, I have, you know, great faith in those guys to go out there and handle the things that we've talked about in peace, and that those times of peace are in the coordinator meetings. So in the game, it's kind of hectic, and we're all on the same page.
When it comes to a player like Brandon Ayuk, is that – take us through how that decision making happens. Is that Elliott's call? Is that your call? Is that Robert Kraft's call? Do you guys do it collaboratively? Like, how do you end up putting together the deal that we have heard that you put together for that player?
It's a collaborative approach, and you know, first of all, I thank ownership for entrusting Elliott and myself with making these decisions. He's still holding. Look, Ayuk is still holding out. So it definitely it wasn't us. It wasn't just us. He'll probably end up playing in San Fran, but ultimately on the roster decisions, Elliott will make that final call.
We get negative sometimes, and do you get the feeling that it will be difficult to get big money free agents here for a while?
I think you know, once this thing starts coming together and you know we start winning games, I think more players would want to come. I mean, it's a great place out here in New England. If you love football, this is the place that you want to be.
Yeah.
For a lot of fans, a bit worried about the tight end position. You guys have a banged up tight end room right now. Should we be worried, or are you okay with it?
No, I mean, I'm okay with it. And I would say these aren't extended, you know, recoveries for these guys. They'll be ready to go relatively early in the season.
All right. Well, we thank you for taking the time. How was it, our first time together, really?
It was great. How was the Hellman's Mayo?
The Hellman's really? Mayo. I have this idea. Do you have like 1 minute? I have this idea for extra mayo where we ask you a question and then play it later. Do you have any? Can you hang on for 1 minute or do you have to be gone? I mean, maybe we could do it when we're live with
all
you.
Right.
I'll introduce that later when we're down at Gillette next week.
That's an in-person offer.
That's in person only, Curtis?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
All right, Coach. Thanks for taking the time, and we will look forward to talking to you Monday after the final preseason game on Sunday.
Sounds good. Appreciate you guys.
Wait, Wiggy has one. What?
And CD is holding out CD Lamb, so.
So, can't talk about players on other teams, but you can put a call in. I'm sure you know Jerry.
All right, Wiggy. All right, Wiggy. All right, thanks, Coach. There you go.
All right, thanks.
All right, there he is.
Put a call in. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, let's, Mitch. Gerard Mayo says, Wiggy, put a call in for CeeDee Lamb. Let's get that
Let's
trending.
See what we can do.
Oh, man.
I'm trying to see what who do I know vibe. In Dallas.
Huh?
What a different vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what you
it's
wanted.
It's a good vibe.
Vibe is better. Yeah.
I love that, man. I can be bought with praise for Pudge.
That was the coolest way to start off.
That was awesome.
What a nice guy.
But isn't that what we've been asking for?
Yeah. Yep.
For like people who interview Bill or have interviewed Bill for a while, anybody who's kind of interviewed him on this station for a number of years, you know, one of the knocks on him, well, he doesn't give you much. And I know you got to kind of you got to look for the golden nuggets even with Mayo.
No, he's pretty open and says, I mean, what did you get from the Drake May discussion?
There's a quarterback competition.
He said 100% he could start week
right.
one.
But we didn't really, and I wasn't thinking about it, but now then maybe we probably should have been like, well, why isn't Drake getting as many reps with the first team as...
Well, I think he told you because they had a plan. Like, they went into it with a plan, which does not seem to... I think the plan was not... You're spending $8 million on Jacoby Brissett. So the plan was probably not... to, unless extraordinary circumstances occurred, to start Drake May until you got, you know, into the season at some point.
And seems clear that there's a difference for him between QB1 and Week 1 starter. Mm. He made that seem very clear that, yes, Jacoby right now is the QB1, but the Week 1 starter has not been determined.
Plans change.
Correct.
Yeah. And I would just also add that it appears that he is really confident and comfortable in his own skin. I have no idea what that will lead to. I mean, it's really hard to win in the NFL. This team isn't very talented, so I don't know what that will give you. But I think that they have been frustrated, whether it's Mayo or others, in the way in which Brissett has approached this. Like, Scheim said it. Brissett may have lost the job. Remember the first preseason game when Steve Burton was on the sideline and he was goofing around with the McCourty brothers? It's like he's acting like he's, you know, Joe Burrow or he's got the job.
Yeah.
I think as much as anything, this final preseason game is Mayo saying, if you want the job, Jacoby, earn it.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't, there's a chance Drake May starts.
Yeah.
That was what I took from that. And he's saying that everybody's going to play in the third preseason game because that was another big thing. We're wondering, like, okay, how much is the first team guys even going to play? But he said if guys are healthy, they're going to play. So that means it looks like we'll probably see another kind of split rotation when it comes to Drake May and Brissett with the first teamers.
All right. Well, that is our first Mayo Monday. And Gerard Mayo will join us every single Monday throughout the NFL season on this show. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending?
Real quick, Greg, that conversation with the coach, by the way, was brought to you by Cross Insurance. Cross Insurance, official insurance broker of the New England Patriots.
Oh, well done, Sean. Well done.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
None of my business. Trending now brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. The Sox dropped their last with the Orioles, splitting the four-game series with Baltimore. The Sox now in Houston to take on the Astros tonight. First pitch 8:10 with Tanner Houck on the mound. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 7:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Tyler Murray have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. And while our Mayo Monday is over, Juwan Bentley and Josh Uche will be with Gresham Hart today and John Jones and Jacoby Brissett with the afternoon show. And Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading big bank alternative for families and businesses in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank, member FDIC and DIF. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 70 degrees, cloudy right now. A little bit of rain midday, afternoon high approaching 80.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. Ooh. You get quality. Oh. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You know, when you see a lot of teams draft a quarterback that high, coming off kind of a losing season, that he would be QB1. He would be the number one guy. What went into your decision on to going in a, it seems like, a different direction with Jacoby Brissett being QB1?
I wouldn't say a different direction. I would say that Jacoby has played in this league for a long time, and he has really earned the right, and I would say earned the respect of his teammates and also the coaches to go out there and move the ball. Now, in saying that, we came into the season, even like right after we drafted Drake at 3, with a plan, a development plan. And so sometimes I feel like, not that people are talking out of both sides of their mouths, but, you know, we talk about how he's developed here during training camp, but then also, why isn't he playing? And so, like I said, we're going to stick to the plan. It may not be a popular plan, but we're doing what we think is right for the organization, not only in the near term, but also the long term.
You can turn 10 o'clock, but I don't really know. And I can't remember caring for an hour or so. Started crying and I couldn't stop myself. I started running, but there's nowhere to run to. I sat down on the street, took a look at myself. Say, where you going, man? You know the world is headed for hell. Say, goodbyes, if you got someone you can say goodbye to. I believe the world is burning to the ground. Oh well, I guess we're gonna find out. Let's see how far we come right now. Let's see.
Well, that was Jerod Mayo moments ago on sticking with the plan, whether it is unpopular or not. And I guess that plan was to start Jacoby Brissett, or to at least head into training camp with Jacoby Brissett as your QB1, and then should something extraordinary happen with Drake May, to you know, to change on the fly or adjust on the fly or whatever. But I, as is usually the case, I was looking at the Twitch chat during the break, and John in the car said, "Whoa, they find him refreshing for saying nothing." I don't
He said a lot to me.
I didn't feel like Gerard Mayo said nothing. I felt like Bill generally said not a lot.
He said a hell of a lot more than we would have gotten out of Bill, and that's no disrespect to Bill.
Did you not hear what we came back with? They basically told us about the plan.
Right.
Whether we agree with it or like you said, whether you like it or you don't like it or you agree with it or you disagree with it, the plan was, which, and I don't agree with it, was to go slow with Drake May. But then he also said, guess what? It looks like, and Chime, this was might have been your lead, Chime, but it looks like he might beat out Jacoby Brissett.
I have a really dumb question, but let's say Drake May starts week one.
Mm-hmm.
And Brissett has been unimpressive at best and doesn't take it well. Is there any shot that Bailey Zappi's just the backup?
No.
Because it's just $8 million they'd be wasting.
Yeah.
I hope that the plan going into this, like Gerard said, was to have Jacoby be QB1 in preseason. That the plan was not that Jacoby was going to be QB1. Because I do think that that is a waste of a pick. At third overall, if your plan, you're picking Drake May third overall, but you have a plan that he is not going to see.
Yeah, but again, when it comes to the plan, you may get a little indication of what it is when he says, you know, Gerard Mayo said, not just for now, but might be the best thing, not just for now, but for the future.
Right.
So
I think it came into Brissett has played, like he's talked about, knows a lot of football, has been in a lot of football games. That's why he came in as QB1. Okay? That's what I'm thinking. We're not sure if the young kid might be ready. We'll take him along slow. We'll develop him because it's not just about this year. It's about the future. And if we're not very good, maybe there's a point in time where you see Drake May, but it might be midway through the season. But he also talked about, like, so for people say he didn't say much, he kind of told us about the Brandon Ayuk situation.
He did, kind of.
Literally nobody thinks he didn't say anything. This one person in Twitch said that he did. I mean, anybody with half a brain listens to that and says, I hope this guy's successful. What a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, that's my main question. Because, you know, he's yet to coach a regular season game, so you can only judge on what you've seen so far, but do you like that style of communication, which is the polar opposite of the last guy? Do you like that style of communication from your head coach?
It only matters if they win. Like, Bill Belichick was here for 25 years, and he said nothing. Gerard Mayo, if he wins, can say whatever he wants, and he'll have a job. But if I'm just in my car, and I'm driving to work, I find that far more enjoyable than snorting and farting into the microphone.
And I think there's a lot of different ways to do it, and we've seen that before. I like the Bill approach because I think the Bill approach, it keeps players in line for not saying reckless stuff and giving bulletin board material. I mean, we've went down that road before, whether it's talk about the Jets when Rex Ryan was the coach. But I don't mind what Rex Ryan did as a coach. You know, if he's going to be freely with how he speaks to the media and he's given that to his players, they kind of walk with confidence. So I can go either way. I think Gerard's in a situation where he speaks openly.
Yeah.
He doesn't go like the cocky, Rex Ryan type approach.
No, I like his approach.
But he'll
really
give
do.
You stuff. He basically said it was up to Brandon Ayuk. There was some type of deal out there, and it seems like he might end up back in San Francisco, but it wasn't at the fault of them not trying.
And I would also say, there's not going to be a ton of wins this year. Bill Belichick was 5-13 in his second stop as the head coach in his first 18 games. So before they go 1-4 and everybody's like, what an idiot, he's talking, they're losing. Well, Bill said nothing and lost when he didn't have the greatest quarterback of all time. So let's see what this team does. But I can be bought, and that was as kind as anything he's ever said. That was amazing about Pudge. I hope they go 17-0 for every season.
This is Walshy. Hello, Walshy.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you. What's up?
Driving down the expressway. Tell John on the text that didn't like Gerard to, you know, he's got it backwards. I loved his kudos to him. His calm demeanor, the right vibe, you know, preseason, very intelligent. I thought he was great.
Excellent.
Just a couple of quick things. Wiggy, I was worried about you. How were the waves on the ferry?
No, the waves were fine. It was a smooth ride. Like, what was that song? It was smooth sailing.
There you go. Nailed it.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. No, I'm glad you had a good time. But, no, I wanted to echo Curtis's lead about and give a shout-out to the Power Forward group. They're an amazing, amazing – and, of course, condolences about Pudge. I'm so sorry about that. I have a small dog, too. He's a member of the family.
Yep.
But Power Forward was founded by, you know, the amazing Kevin Stevens and his sister Kelly Wilson a few years ago. But it's essentially an addiction recovery long-term support program where they, you know, award scholarships to cover sober house rent, you know, the room and board. But it's an absolutely crucial time in recovery. Or to look at it from a different perspective, if someone couldn't afford that rent, it's the absolute worst time in the world to have a gap in your recovery. It would have all sorts of horrible implications. But just to give you an idea, Kelly Wilson said they went from 3 requests for scholarships a week last year to over 40 a week this year.
Wow.
So, but anyway, the company I work for sponsored the Power Forward Golf Tournament last week. And Curtis, I looked everywhere for you.
Oh, I was there. I banged my noggin.
Did you play all 18 holes?
Oh, or? You're damn right I did.
Are you sure?
I was wondering about that. I sure did. I went in, gave a hug to Kelly and a hug to Kevin Stevens, and I headed home. It was a long day. I got on the road at 6:30. I couldn't stay for dinner, but I had a wonderful time.
Walshy, thanks for the call.
Next time Curtis going to have to find Walshy so he knows that you're there.
And not only did you mention that, Curtis, but you mentioned earlier this morning when talking about Pudge, the rescue where you guys got him from.
Great Dog Rescue New England in Harvard, Mass. Mm-hmm. GDRNE. It is a phenomenal. There's a million great rescue programs, and that's what we use to get Pudge. I never had a pet. I was the family pet, and I got Pudge. I drove from Harvard to Southie. He's in this tiny crate, and I get home, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to go take a pee. I take Pudge, not thinking that this tiny dog might have to go to the bathroom. I put him on the floor of our, like, kitchen area. I go to the bathroom. I come out. A 5-pound dog dropped a 4-pound poop in 2 gallons of water. And I was like, I have made the biggest mistake of my life. What a total and complete moron I am. But I missed the guy. But no, very nice. And
wasn't that also the first time you blamed your fart on him?
It was.
If I remember correctly.
Of all the things I miss the most, it's the excuse of his gas really being mine.
That wasn't me, honey. That was the dog.
No, it must have been, he ate another, you know, chicken finger.
And you know the other thing real quick, back to the Mayo, that I think he did that was kind of brilliant is he talked about the Brandon Ayuk and the collaborativeness of, you know, going after free agents. But he also said Elliot Wolf had the final say. So when we judge Mayo, right, we'll judge him more for what he does on the field, X's and O's as a coach, than why he was
roster stuff.
Yes. So he leaves himself like, I'm helping, but he has final say. Where it was like when we criticized Bill, we knew Bill had final say. So any roster decision.
Bill tried to take that approach before his last season, though, with us. He was like, you know, it's not just me, and it's a collaborative effort. So he did do that.
But he was trying to soften the blow, like, okay, if something goes wrong, don't just drop the blame on my lap. I think what Mayo does in this situation is like, yeah, I help out, but if you really want to figure out who has the final say when it comes to roster decisions, it seems like it is Elliot Wolf and that Robert Kraft and Jonathan have entrusted those guys to do it. Mm-hmm. So I think when we're looking at Mayo this season, and Greg, you asked this question a while back, it's really we're going to judge him on how he does his in-game adjustments.
In-game, that's it.
You know, timeouts, decisions he makes. Mm-hmm. Those are the things that I think we'll judge him, and then we'll give him a little bit of a shorter leash and say, I mean, a longer leash and go, well, you don't have much talent. Let's see what you look like next year.
And we've seen it, Greg, all the people that have tried to be Bill, it hasn't worked because they're not. And I feel like whether or not Jerod Mayo succeeds, he's at least doing it his way.
So who do you think has final say on week one starter?
I think that is outside of Jerod Mayo's purview.
You do?
Absolutely. I think it's Elliot Wolf with Kraft.
Wow. See, I would have said if that's Mayo.
I might have said it's Alex Van Pelt even over Mayo.
Well, I would say
Mayo said he's the, you know, the offensive head coach.
Right. I would say that Mayo's probably deferring to Van Pelt in the sense of like, okay, that's the guy you sure we want to go with, Alex? And he's like, yeah. And then Mayo goes, okay, I'll sign off on that. But if Mayo wanted Drake to start, I think he would be able to trump Van Pelt. But maybe, Curtis, you might be right.
We could be saying the same thing. Like, Van Pelt works for Elliot Wolf mm-hmm. as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, so just the same reason why Kraft didn't give Elliot Wolf the full title until after the draft, I believe that was so that he was indebted to do what Kraft wanted before he rewarded him with a deal. And in this case, I don't think it's unique to the Patriots, Greg. If you're a first-year head coach and your organization used a third pick in the draft, that is a generational-level player that you're hoping to get yeah. that everybody in that organization should be on board with.
Yeah. All right, well, week one,
mm-hmm.
preseason,
yeah.
Week two, week three with Jerod Mayo in the books, and we will be right back.
Last callers, last chancers, 9-to-5ers, truckers, dancers, couple Chucks, Earns, and Chandlers, with a whole lot of prayers unanswered. Whiskey by noon, and beer before that, southbound train on a hellbound track. Might just put two middle fingers up and throw one back for all the people who ain't ever felt at home. Just spinning on a rock and getting stoned. Yeah, this one's for the losers, the outcasts and the sinners. They ain't never been no winners. Let's hear it for the losers. Ain't got nowhere to fit in. There's a place you could always get in. Oh, you might be lonely, but you'll never.
Well, Wiggy, I fear that you have lost Post Malone. A whole new album dropped this weekend. It's all country collabs.
Was Post Malone?
He's too far yeah. gone.
Oh,
he's
gone.
He's gone.
Bye, Post.
The
that
album.
Don't even sound like
yes,
Post
it does.
Malone.
Yes, it sounds does. Exactly like Post Malone. You'd play that for anybody, and they'd be like, oh, that's Post Malone.
Shime.
Yes.
Play White Iverson or early Post Malone.
Yes.
And you tell me if what I just heard sounds like
the
that.
The type of music is different, but his voice is still the same.
Mm-hmm.
Post Malone has like a very distinct voice.
It's an auto-tunes voice.
Right, mm-hmm. and you can hear it in that.
Not, I no. couldn't hear it in
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you could.
Oh, he
27
is,
songs on the new album.
He's for them back roads.
Yeah, he gone.
He's for
he is gone.
He's for them country roads.
Man, we was holding on to Post. We were holding on to Post Malone.
His song with Dolly Parton is some of the best music I've ever heard.
Really?
From him. Yeah.
Wow.
I haven't heard that one. It's yeah. on this album?
Yeah, it's on this album. He has two with Luke Combs, Hardy, Morgan Wallen, Tim McGraw, Blake Shelton.
Well,
I mean,
Fred lost another colleague. Jeez.
maybe we need Chubby Post back. Maybe that's how he comes back.
He is looking yeah. very thin.
Who? What was the hubbub about Dolly Parton? Didn't we have a big talk about her? At
yeah,
the
when
Super Bowl?
She performed at one of the shows.
Halftime show at the Thanksgiving.
Was it yeah. Ken that liked it or something?
No, Courtney was like, we're like, why the hell would Dolly Parton? People don't know her. Right. And she was like, yeah, everybody knows Dolly.
I mean, Post Malone puts out 27 songs?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah.
He gone.
Two discs.
Who this?
But you said you don't want to go.
No, I can't. No. Because it don't even sound like the Post Malone that, like, I remember when he first came out. I was like, all right,
do you think the Fenway show is just going to be the new stuff? Or do you think he's going to play old stuff at Fenway? He has to play old stuff.
Yeah, I think it'll be a mix of everything.
Yeah, I do too.
I think so.
And it's too soon. Like, this album just came out. You got to give people a little bit to marinate in the yeah. song.
And when you say old stuff, I mean,
deep tracks only.
Are we talking, like, early Post Malone?
Does White Iverson.
Yeah, does he even do that
Congratulations.
Stuff? Yeah, does he even do that stuff anymore? Is he like, you know...
I think the expectation, if you're going to see him at Fenway, or going to see him anywhere, like, you would want to hear the old stuff. I mean, that's...
Right, but he probably doesn't do that no more because he's so far removed from it.
And let me just say, for all of the annoying Twitchers who are like, Courtney, wrong again, 18 songs. Well, of course you're not listening to the long bed version of the album. He came out with 27 songs. So I'm sorry that your basic ass is only listening to the regular album and not the real one.
And we're
welcome.
Back.
Thank
What's
you.
The long,
Thank
long,
you.
Long bed album?
It's like a deluxe version.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's too many songs, man.
No, it's not.
Just give me 10 to 12. I don't need... You want the rest of them? Put them on the next album. I don't need 30 songs.
Greg, have you thought about putting out a white Greg Hill album? Or
I have not. No, I have not.
No, I couldn't go to Post Malone. I can't rock with it. I told you. I like Post Malone, his early stuff. But now, I didn't even know that was him.
Yeah.
But my wife, she likes this new guy, Teddy Swims.
Oh, yeah, Sims. That guy can sing.
Man.
Maybe that's why she's for them screets.
I don't know. He looks like...
tatted up.
Yeah, he kind of looks like... why am I forgetting the rapper's name? The white Jewish rapper who sounds just like Ghostface Killer. That's who he looks like.
Mm. Eminem?
No. Eminem's new album was pretty good.
That's was everything okay after we left Saturday night between you and Mrs. Wiggins? Because she was very upset with you at Nancy's.
Yeah, we hung out at the bar.
Okay.
Yeah. She wasn't upset.
There's
a difference between them. No.
I don't think she liked you announcing to everybody that you christened the outdoor shower as soon as we got to Nancy's.
No, you got it twisted. She is, when she's off the sauce, she's funny. So for you, it's like, ooh, she's upset. No, that's just...
No.
She ain't upset. Believe that.
Was there a bench in the outdoor shower? Like, you know.
No, it was like, I guess on the Cape, it was just like a small, but it was a nice outdoor shower. Like the spray things that come out the side.
Okay. All right.
Waterfall.
Okay. Jets.
But I guess a lot of people do it out there because they don't like to, when they get home, they like to rinse off and get all the soap off before they go in
their
house.
Sand.
Yes, that's what the outdoor
shower. I mean, the sand.
That's what the outdoor shower is.
That would be what they had in mind.
Well, yes. I mean,
smart.
Yeah. I had no idea.
What was the best part of your experience on the vineyard? Not that, but
what was the best part?
You liked the places you went to.
Yeah, the crowd was good. We went to, we saw Brand Nubian at one of AJ Calloway's 50th birthday. He's the guy who used to host 106 in Park. So we saw Brand Nubian perform. They were pretty good.
Okay.
What
about the Greek rap?
The Greek wrap, the food, I have no issues with the food. I thought the food was good. I got a Greek wrap. They had a Chinese restaurant there, and I got the Mongolian beef was really good. But the vibe, the people that were there, man, it was like...
Wait, you went to the vineyard and you got Chinese food?
No, what else would I get?
Chinese, kid!
I mean, I guess if you don't eat seafood, yeah, that's...
No, what else would I get? I mean, I don't eat seafood. So why wouldn't I get...
I needed this thing.
Why wouldn't I get Chinese food?
I understand.
You know? So we saw...
You didn't eat anything at Nancy's. You just drank.
No, that's where I got the Greek wrap.
Oh, that wasn't when we were there, though.
No, that was earlier in the day. So the vibe of... And the culture was cool.
Yeah.
Because I'm a huge... I might try it now because they said I could still do it. I might pledge to become a Q Dog.
Mm.
And they...
What's that?
The fraternity and sorority vibe on the island is big.
So it's like an adult fraternity?
No, it's a college.
Pledge,
so Q Dogs.
You're going to pledge
Omega Psi Phi.
You're my boy, Blue.
Yeah.
I don't think you can pledge to be a fraternity member if you're not going to college.
No, you can.
Oh, you can.
I was unaware, but you can. Like, so they have they have Q Dogs. There was AKAs there. There was Deltas. There was Kappas. So that was one of the things I wish I would have did when I was in college.
Mrs. Wiggins told me, I don't know if it was private or not, but... she doesn't like when she is dancing on the dance floor.
Yep.
And you come over and start to dance with her. Did you hear that conversation?
Oh, yeah.
Grinding?
She doesn't, she doesn't
really grind it, but dancing.
She said you have no rhythm.
I have zero rhythm. when all I do is like 50 Cent. I do the same old two-step. Mm-hmm. But I can grind.
Oh, gross.
So you were grinding.
No.
You can follow a lead.
No. Like, so they were playing like wobble with it. They had like the electric slide.
Yeah.
Dancing. Grinding is different. It's not
wobble, but they don't fall down.
It's not dancing. So when she was doing her dancing, I come over there and I'm out of place. Mm-hmm. So that's different.
Right.
But grinding is not like, I could do grinding and I'm really good at winding, Jamaican dancing. I get that from my father because he's from the Caribbean.
And there's actually a big sign when you get into Vineyard Haven. If you don't like seafood or Chinese food, this is not your home.
Like, you ever
there was an unfortunate incident where Wiggy saw one of the gingerbread houses and tried to eat it.
That I was shocked with. I said to Leon driving, he goes, there are the gingerbread houses. Because remember the guy called and he says, oh, you should go see the gingerbread.
Yeah, right.
So I'm like, why would I want to go see a bunch of gingerbread? Are they like, you get to eat them afterwards? I didn't realize they were actual just small houses.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
And then the Soul Train line broke out at No Man's, which was pretty cool.
Oh.
I didn't jump in that because I don't have no rhythm.
I tried to get the Soul Train line going at Ernie's, but no.
There wasn't enough soul there.
Speaking of Ernie's, how was Wiggy's performance on the grill, Greg?
Oh, it was unbelievable. He did a great job on the grill. He killed it on the grill.
I kept it
grill
basic.
Master. Mm-hmm.
I'm not great on the grill. I'm okay, but
no, he's good with the. Good with a spatula.
Oh, good.
Yes. Nobody else took their credit card out, so, I was happy to do it.
Well, I was getting ready to pay, but you were like, don't worry about it. I was like, okay, cool. I'll put it back in my pocket. He's like, I got it. All right, cool.
All right. We got to take a break. But we will be, he's an island guy now.
I am definitely an island
he's
guy.
He's a vineyard guy.
Next time I go, it's going to be a lot longer.
Yeah.
So I can really get to experience
big hypocrite. The beach. Making fun of the islands for years.
I'm down with my peoples on the island now.
All right. We'll be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Last callers, last chancers, 9-to-5ers, truckers, dancers, couple Chucks, Earns, and Chandlers, with a whole lot of prayers unanswered. Whiskey by noon, and beer before that. Southbound train on a hellbound track. Might just put two middle fingers up and throw one back for all the people who ain't ever felt at home. Just spinning on a rock and getting stoned. Yeah, this one's for the losers, the outcasts and the sinners. They ain't never been no winners. Let's hear it for the losers. Ain't got nowhere to fit in. There's a place you could always get in. Oh, you might be lonely, but you'll never.
Well, Wiggy, I fear that you have lost Post Malone. A whole new album dropped this weekend. It's all country collabs.
That was Post Malone?
He's too far gone.
Oh,
he's gone. He's gone.
Bye, Post.
That album
don't even sound like
Post Malone. Yes, it does. It sounds exactly like Post Malone. You'd play that for anybody, and they'd be like, oh, that's Post Malone.
Shime.
Yes.
Play White Iverson or early Post Malone.
Yes. Yeah,
and you tell me if what I just heard sounds like
the
that.
Type of music is different, but his voice is still the same.
Mm-hmm.
Post Malone has like a very distinct voice.
It's an auto-tunes voice,
right? And you can hear it in that.
I couldn't hear it.
Oh, he 27 songs on the new album.
He's now for them back roads.
Yeah, he gone.
He's gone. He's for them country roads.
Man, we was holding on to Post. We were holding on to Post Malone.
His song with Dolly Parton. Is some of the best music I've ever heard.
Really?
From him. Yeah.
Wow.
I haven't heard that one. It's on this album?
Yeah, it's on this album. He has two with Luke Combs, Hardy, Morgan Wallen, Tim McGraw, Blake Shelton.
Lost another colleague. Jeez.
Maybe we need Chubby Post back. Maybe that's how he comes back.
He is looking very thin.
What was the hubbub about Dolly Parton? When did we have a big talk about her?
She performed at one of the shows.
Halftime show at the Thanksgiving.
Was it Ken that liked it or something?
No, Courtney was like, why the hell would Dolly Parton? People don't know her. Right. And she was like, yeah, everybody knows Dolly.
I mean, Post Malone puts out 27 songs?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah.
He gone.
Two discs.
Who this?
But you said you don't want to go.
I can't now. Because it don't even sound like the Post Malone that, like, I remember when he first came out. I was like, all right,
do you think the Fenway show is just going to be the new stuff? Or do you think he's going to play old stuff at Fenway? He has to play old stuff.
Yeah, I think it'll be a mix of everything.
Yeah, I do too.
I think so.
And it's too soon. Like, this album just came out. You got to give people a little bit to marinate in the song.
And when you say old stuff, I mean,
deep tracks only.
Are we talking, like, early Post Malone?
White Iverson.
Yeah, does he even do that
Congratulations.
Stuff? Yeah, does he even do that stuff anymore? Is he like, you know...
I think the expectation, if you're going to see him at Fenway, or going to see him anywhere, like, you would want to hear the old stuff. I mean, that's...
Right, but he probably doesn't do that no more because he's so far removed from it.
And let me just say, for all of the annoying Twitchers who are like, Courtney, wrong again, 18 songs. Well, of course you're not listening to the long bed version of the album. He came out with 27 songs. So correct. I'm sorry that your basic ass is only listening to the regular album and not the real one.
And we're
welcome.
Back.
Thank you. Long bed album.
It's like a deluxe version.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's too many songs, man.
No, it's not.
Just give me 10 to 12. I don't need... You want the rest of them, put them on the next album. I don't need 30 songs.
Greg, have you thought about putting out a white Greg Hill album? Or
I have not. No, I have not.
No, I couldn't go to Post Malone. I can't rock with it. I told you. I like Post Malone, his early stuff, but now, like I said, I didn't even know that was him.
Yeah.
But my wife, she likes this new guy, Teddy Swims.
Oh, yeah, Sims. That guy can sing.
Matt.
Maybe that's why she's for them screets.
I don't know. He looks like...
Tatted up.
Yeah, he kind of looks like... why am I forgetting the rapper's name? The white Jewish rapper who sounds just like Ghostface Killer. That's who he looks like.
Eminem?
No. Eminem's new album was pretty good.
That was everything okay after we left Saturday night between you and Mrs. Wiggins? Because she was very upset with you at Nancy's.
Yeah, we hung out at the bar.
Okay.
Yeah. She wasn't upset.
There's
a difference
like
between
them.
No.
I don't think she liked you announcing to everybody that you christened the outdoor shower as soon as we got to Nancy's.
No, you got it twisted. She is, when she's off the sauce, she's funny. So for you, it's like, ooh, she's upset. No, that's just,
no.
She ain't upset. Believe that.
Was there a bench in the outdoor shower? Like, you know.
No, it was like, I guess on the Cape, it was just like a small, but it was a nice outdoor shower. Like the spray things that come out the side.
Okay. All right.
Waterfall. Okay.
Jets.
But I guess a lot of people do it out there because they don't like to, when they get home, they like to rinse off and get all the soap off before they go in
the
house.
Sand.
Yes, that's what the outdoor.
I mean, the sand.
That's what the outdoor shower.
That
is
would
for,
be what they had in mind.
Well, yes. I mean,
smart.
Yeah, I had no idea.
What was the best part of your experience on the vineyard? Not that. But
what was the best part?
You liked the places you went to.
Yeah, the crowd was good. We went to, we saw Brand Nubian at one of AJ Calloway's 50th birthday. He's the guy who used to host 106 in Park. So we saw Brand Nubian perform. They were pretty good.
Okay.
It was just like.
What about the Greek rap?
The Greek wrap, the food, I have no issues with the food. I thought the food was good. I got a Greek wrap. They had a Chinese restaurant there, and I got the Mongolian beef was really good. But the vibe, the people that were there, man, it was like...
Wait, you went to the vineyard and you got Chinese food?
No, what else would I get?
Chinese! Chinese, kid!
I mean, I guess if you don't eat seafood, that's...
No, what else would I get? I mean, I don't eat seafood. So why wouldn't I get...
I needed this thing.
Why wouldn't I get Chinese food?
I understand.
You know? So we saw...
You didn't eat anything at Nancy's. You just drank.
No, that's where I got the Greek wrap.
Oh, that wasn't when we were there, though.
No, that was earlier in the day. So the vibe of... And the culture was cool.
Yeah.
A lot of like, because I'm a huge, I might try it now because they said I could still do it. I might pledge to become a Q Dog. And they.
What's that?
The fraternity and sorority vibe on the island is big.
So it's like an adult fraternity?
No, it's a college.
Pledge,
so Q
you're
Dogs.
You're going to pledge.
Omega Psi Phi.
You're my boy, Blue.
Yeah.
I don't think you can pledge to be a fraternity member if you're not going to college.
No, you can.
Oh, you can.
I was unaware, but you can. Like, so they have like, you know, they have Q Dogs. There was AKAs there. There was Deltas. There was Kappas. So like that was one of the things I wish I would have did when I was in college.
Mrs. Wiggins told me, I don't know if it was private or not, but... she doesn't like when she is dancing on the dance floor.
Yep.
And you come over and start to dance with her. Did you hear that conversation?
Ooh. Yeah.
Grinding?
She doesn't.
Not really grinding, but dancing.
She said you have no rhythm.
I have zero rhythm. Well, all I do is like 50 Cent. I do the same old two-step. Mm-hmm. But I can grind.
Oh, gross.
So you were grinding.
No.
You can follow a lead.
No. Like, so they were playing like wobble with it. They had like the electric slide.
Yeah.
Dancing. Grinding is different. It's not
wobble, but they don't fall down.
It's not dancing. So when she was doing her dancing, I come over there and I'm out of place. Mm-hmm. So that's different.
Right.
But grinding is not like, I could do grinding and I'm really good at winding, Jamaican dancing. I get that from my father because he's from the Caribbean.
And there's actually a big sign when you get into Vineyard Haven. If you don't like seafood or Chinese food, this is not your home.
Like you ever
there was an unfortunate incident where Wiggy saw one of the gingerbread houses and tried to eat it.
That I was shocked with. I said to Leon driving, he goes, there are the gingerbread houses. Because remember the guy called and he says, oh, you should go see the gingerbread.
Right.
So I'm like, why would I want to go see a bunch of gingerbread? Are they like, you get to eat them afterwards? I didn't realize they were actual just small houses.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
And then the Soul Train line broke out at No Man's, which was pretty cool.
Oh.
I didn't jump in that because I don't have no rhythm.
I tried to get the Soul Train line going at Ernie's, but
there wasn't enough soul there.
Speaking of Ernie's, how was Wiggy's performance on the grill, Greg?
Oh, it was unbelievable. He did a great job on the grill. You know, he killed it on the grill.
I kept it basic.
Grill master.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not great on the grill. I'm okay, but
no, he's good with the. Good with a spatula.
Oh, good.
Yes. Nobody else took their credit card out, so, you know, I was happy to do it.
Well, I was getting ready to pay, but you were like, don't worry about it. I was like, okay, cool. I'll put it back in my pocket.
He's like, I got it. All right, cool. All right. We got to take a break. But he's an island guy now.
I am definitely an island
guy. He's a vineyard guy.
Next time I go, it's going to be a lot longer.
Yeah.
So I can really get to experience
it. Big hypocrite.
Beach.
You're making fun of the islands for years.
I'm down with my people's on the island now.
All right. We'll be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.